This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Megan Verlee. There's a new wrinkle in the ongoing controversy over the Mesa County clerk. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold has announced clerk Tina Peters will be barred from overseeing the November election and has named a former clerk to take on the role for now. Peters is accused of helping unauthorized people copy sensitive election equipment hard drives. Griswold named Sheila Reiner, who's now the county treasurer, to step in for the next election. However, the Grand Junction Sentinel reports county commissioners believe they have the authority to make the pick, and they've asked former Secretary of State Wayne Williams to do it. It's unclear how the conflict will be resolved. A longtime Colorado activist for Afghan women's rights is imploring the U.S. and other allied nations to increase how many refugees they allow in to help young women forced to flee the Taliban. Shannon Galpin tells Colorado Matters women she knows are in hiding.
There are reports from the American University that they are destroying all of the records so that if the Taliban came, they wouldn't have the records of their students. So they're literally having to light their futures on fire so that they can stay safe.
Galpin encourages people to donate to humanitarian groups working to evacuate Afghans. Colorado will see cooler weather tomorrow as a large system begins to move across the state, bringing strong winds and high levels of moisture. National Weather Service meteorologist Caitlin Mensch says the system is strong for this time of year and may increase the risk of flash flooding, especially around burn scars.
For now, it's limited, but I think a lot of that limited potential still could end up in a couple of flash flood warnings that have happened the past couple days.
Winds from the system will also help push wildfire smoke out of the state, and it could bring the season's first snow to Colorado's 14ers. This is CPR News and KRCC.